Yeah, I have to do this again.
Hey, Dan. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Is this a good time to speak with you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So your account was actually sent over to me to go over pricing and program details for the Google Guarantee LSA program. Do you know anything about it?
Well, you know, I was signing up with it, and I had EIN, my insurance, sent them all my stuff for, you know, whatever. And they were saying, and I kind of put in there that, you know, I don't, in Illinois, they don't even, they have no opportunity to get a HVAC license in the state. It's not
right. It's not required. Right.
Right. But they said I needed a letter to, to send. Like, who do I get a letter from that says it's not required? You know, it's like, look it up and just be like, okay, you know, what states require HVAC licensing? And then just Illinois, it's none required. And, you know, so I just kind of got stuck there on the whole thing.
Yeah, so we have an entire application process as a Google Guarantee partner that we send you, and we have you submit all the things, and then we go ahead with our Google rep and let them know, because in your area, it's not a requirement for Google Guarantee. In some areas, like Illinois, it's not required. In Texas, it's not required. But in some areas, even though it's not required, Google still requires it for the Google Guarantee platform because of what Google is doing with these leads. They're actually guaranteeing your work. But I've already done the research in your industry, in your area, and it's not a requirement for a license in your area to be listed as a Google Guarantee provider.
Right. Because I looked at the state. I'm like, all right, well, I called around. Like, you know, I called my county, everything. They're just like, we don't even know what you're talking about. And I'm like, okay, you know, because if they did require a license, I have no problem. I'm doing this 35 years, you know. So
right.
Like,
right.
You know,
yeah,
never been
no.
School, it's all good ratings, everything else, you know. Just it's, you know, I was kind of like, I kind of got stymied by it. Cause I, you know, it's like, you know, and again, I got busy. I kind of walked away from it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, I mean, we could definitely help you if you want our help, and then not only do we help you get a completely Google Guarantee approved, but we maintain the Google Guarantee listing. We do all of the optimization in order to ensure that it's coming up at the top of the page. There's a lot of services that Google, us as a Google partner offers on the Google Guarantee platform as one of the Google Guarantee providers that helps to manage the campaign outside of what you can do for yourself. With it. So the thing is you can definitely go ahead and create it for yourself, just like you could have created your own Google business profile, or you can run your own Google ads. All of the services through Google are something that you as an individual business owner can definitely do for yourself. It just depends on how much time you have and how much experience you have with it and how much time you can dedicate towards it, right?
Right.
Right. So that's where we come in. So with the Google Guarantee platform, for us to go ahead and do everything and get it completely up and running, there's a one-time cost of $250. That's the Google Guarantee application fee and processing for the company. Once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you to say, hey, you're completely Google Guarantee approved, and we set minimum monthly budget and the leads, and the lead cost for it. So with Google Guarantee, there's a lot of advantages to it. The main advantage is that Google is guaranteeing your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So for example, if that's what the Google Guarantee, I'm doing the air quotes, the guarantee actually is your work, right? And then what they're giving you is qualified leads coming in directly. So for example, if there's leads coming in that are unqualified, Google has specific criteria that what makes it considered an actual Google Guarantee qualified lead. So we assign a specific Google call tracking phone number. All the calls are recorded. If somebody is calling and it's a sales or solicitation call, if they're seeking employment with your company, if they happen to be requesting a service you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile, or they happen to be requesting a service outside of your service radius that's not listed on your service profile, these are all considered unqualified leads, and you would not be charged for them. Because the calls are recorded and they have AI listening, they're able to ensure that you're not being charged for unqualified leads. Okay? Now, if the person on the other end of the phone is requesting a an estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, they consider that a qualified lead. If the person on the other end of the phone is requesting face-to-face estimate and you choose to give estimate face-to-face, that is considered a qualified lead. But all other calls are not. Now, the other advantages to this is that your lead cost doesn't fluctuate. It doesn't go up or change. Your lead cost is pretty much going to be the same across the board unless you choose to increase how much you're paying per lead if it's a little more competitive in your area, which we don't even know that until we get everything Google Guarantee approved. And then we make recommendations for you on that. But with these type of pay-per-lead service that Google has built, they built it to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. So they know what you guys have been through with the Angies and the Home Advisors and the Thumbtacks, where there's no recourse. You have to share the leads no matter what. It doesn't even matter if you ever even talk to the person. They do what they want with it. They know what you guys have been through. So they built this service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So the main takeaways on this are, A, the leads are exclusive. They're coming directly to you. The clients are going directly to Google, and they're choosing to work with your company based on your accolades and the service profile you have. Additional to that, you're only paying for the actual qualified leads, and you're always going to know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming through because it says so on the caller ID. It also lets you know right before you pick up the phone that this is a Google Guarantee lead. So there's not going to be very much room for error. And in the event that there was an error, if you got charged for an unqualified lead, we have copy of that call recording. You would simply let us know, this is an unqualified call. Make sure I'm not charged for it. We go ahead and dispute it and get it taken care of for you.
Right. Yeah, and again, you know, and then you tell me, because I know, again, you know, this goes way, way, way back before, you know, everything was the way it is now. Mm-hmm. You tell me if it's going to disqualify, and this was, my God, it was a long time ago.
Tell me.
But it was, I had a marijuana felony.
Oh, no worries. How long ago?
God, it was like 2006 or something like
no,
that.
No, don't worry. Anything over 7 years, they don't count it against you. It's, you don't even have to disclose it. It's no biggie. I promise you. We've been doing this for, I've been on the Google Guarantee team since we launched it at our company 6 years ago. And I am the main person who sets these accounts up. I literally have had a man who was convicted of murder. He was defending his child, okay, but it was murder. He did all of his time. The conviction was literally 10 years past. He did all 25 years, 10 years past since he'd been convicted, and he was completely approved.
Yeah, again, mine was pot, you know. I mean, it was,
yeah.
Again.
You know, and now it's not even as big of a deal, but at the time, yes, for where you're located, I get it. I was born in the Bible Belt, so you're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah. So again, they just were dropping felonies on, you know, everybody for, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure that that's, you know, not a disqualifying.
Sure. I appreciate the disclosure, but no, it's not. And that's always the next question is, you know, I always ask that question. Now, jumping into this, I want to tell you how the lead costs and everything works. Again, lots of advantages to it. I think that you would be a great fit for the program, Dan. So let me get in here. Your lead cost is going to be per qualified lead is $72 per qualified lead with a minimum monthly budget of $939. So the way that it works is once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, then we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget in order to activate the program for 13 leads. So 13 leads at $72 a pop is going to put you at the $939. So what happens is once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we call you. If you're ready to begin the leads coming in and start the program, then you're going to pay the activation budget. Pardon me. And we're going to go ahead and cut the leads on. Now, when the leads begin coming in, how they come in at regular idle with no, you know, assistance or pausing or anything on your behalf is they'll begin coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. Now, you have the ability to increase that or decrease that as you see fit. What I mean by that is you cut the leads on, they begin coming in. Say you take on the first couple of leads and then you need to increase the lead flow because you've got crews that you need to keep busy or perhaps you need to pause the leads for whatever reason, if you're going out of town, or if you know you're not going to be able to get to any calls in the next 2 weeks, or even 6 months. You can pause it for however long you want, or you can increase it to however many you want. Now, when you pause it, the cool thing about this is it's not an automatic monthly charge. It pauses where the company, it pauses where it's at financially. So if you pause the campaign with $600 left in the budget and you pause it for 180 days, that's where it stays. And when you turn those leads back on, we exhaust that current budget. And you can pause it as many times as you need to. So it's not like you have to pay $939 every single time that you want the leads to come in. That's just the activation budget in order to get everything set up and moving forward.
Right. Okay, and so that's $939 that goes to Google?
It goes to the Google Guarantee platform, yes. Now, our management fee is already figured in directly into that cost. There's no additional charges. There's no additional anything. So what would happen is if you choose to move forward with this, we go ahead and we charge the $250. We send you the Google Guarantee application. We have our technician walk you through it, making sure everything is up to standard for what we need. We go ahead, we submit it as the Google partner who's already taking care of all of your other marketing. They notice, oh, Local Splash is submitting this. Okay. They know the application's been completed. They go ahead and go through the background check and they give us the okay. And then from there, we contact you. And as soon as you're ready to start the leads, then we're able to go ahead and charge the minimum monthly budget. So what I am required to tell you is the maximum amount of time and what the terms and conditions state is 4 to 8 weeks for complete approval. Now, I don't always or even usually see that it takes that long, and that is for people who drag their feet, but I do have to let you know that that's what the terms and conditions state, just so that there's no stone left unturned.
Okay. Okay. Now, is this a good number for you? Because actually, I just got to talk over with a couple of my guys here that, you know, they're going to be ready to be in place. So is this 847-620?
So I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. They'll say, hi, this is Amy, and I'm calling from the Google Guarantee Department. And it has my extension, which is 224. There you go. Gone ahead and done that. Yeah, and the only upfront cost it would be is the $250 application fee in order to get it moving forward, okay?
Right. Yeah, because I'm going to be talking to them later this afternoon and tomorrow, so I just want to make sure everyone's on board for things, because, you know, we're working on scaling. I just want to make sure everyone, just want to make sure that, you know, the T's are crossed and lowercase J's are dotted and, you know, the pieces are all ready to, you know, move across the board.
Okay. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So,
now, if you're going to put, you have an option.
Definitely something I need to.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that this
no,
is. You go.
You go ahead. I'm going to just shut up for a second.
Okay. So what I was going to tell you is it, on the application, it asks if you have field workers. Now, if you know, and if those guys are trusted guys that you send out to do jobs by themselves and you know they can pass a background check because it asks for their social security number, then you put those guys on the application. But if you're not sure, or if they're just day laborers, or if there's any chance that they won't pass a background check, do not put their information on there. Put that you have no field workers and you're the one.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Cause I work with two other guys, and again, what they have their own companies, and they're all on Google and stuff like that. I don't know how they're guaranteed, but again, we work independently together because I trust them. MB1.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me. And then the other guy, he's just doing the business as, so he just kind of, it's when I need stuff lifted or pulled out. So he's just doing kind of a DBA.
Okay.
But MB1 is the main guy that I work with him. Uh-huh. We work together. Like, I work on his jobs. He works like, you know, I trust about five people in the world, and he's in that list. You know, that's why. He's a professional, you know, and full everything, you know, completely covered. So, you know, we kind of set it up working independently together.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see him listed in the Google Guarantee platform, so
Right. Right. I don't think he's on Google Guarantee, but verified and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm doing for you now is I'm going ahead and I'm sending over an email that's going to say Google Guarantee. It's going to have literally every single detail of what you and I have spoken about. And then it's going to go ahead and have all the price points locked in there for you and everything. And should I give you a call back tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, that would be good. I have, again, that's why we work together. I actually have immunotherapy and radiation therapy tomorrow at 3:00.
Okay.
But no, I'm on the backside of it. So I'm just trying to coast. I have it through March and then I should be all good. It's been going on for like 6 years and I've been working through the whole time.
Wow. All right. Well, best of luck to
I worked well after I lost like 85 pounds. I was bald, you know. Still getting out there doing it, though.
Wow.
Because, again, it's in this service industry we have, too. It's like, you know, it's like with the cold this week here in Chicago, it was, you know, it was, I don't care if I need to sleep. I can't leave people with their heat out, you know.
Right.
So my truck's warm and my house is warm. Everyone's fed, taken care of. And, you know, if someone calls me, they're losing their mind. Sure. We make sure that they're taken care of.
Of course you do. You're a family man. Yeah. Well, I wish you the very best of luck with everything. Yeah. So do you want me to wait for you to call me back, or you want me to touch base with you tomorrow afternoon, evening-ish?
I'll definitely be tomorrow evening would be great. Because I said I go at like 3:00.
Okay.
And then it depends on when I get back. Usually I'm in pretty decent shape, you know, like 6:00, 7:00. I'm usually like kind of coming out of the, you know, I have to come home, jump in a cold shower, get the radiation off and everything like that. Because I'm burning up 10,000 degrees in the shade after I'm done. Mm. And then I usually sleep for like an hour and then I'm up. And then it's just kind of, you know, trying to hang out for the weekend. I don't have that once a month, but tomorrow happens to be the one Friday of the month that I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing it on Friday, so I'm good to go next week.
Okay. All right. Yeah, absolutely. You gotta take good care of yourself. So the latest I can call is like 6:00. So if that's not a good time for you, then I can give you a call back on Monday.
Let's say Monday then. Just so that'll be good. So
yeah, and then
probably,
you'll have time
to go over
everything and review it, and you're not rushed or any of the things.
Right, exactly. I want to review it, and I'm sure, and again, you guys have been the only, because I tried Angie's, blah, 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 I feel really angry with them. I really don't like them at all.
Oh, my gosh. Did you contact your bank about stopping with them?
Actually, I'm just on pretty much permanent pause right now.
Oh, good.
You know, not permanent pause, but I just have everything paused out right now. And they have this thing on there, they're called opportunity for less.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I see something that looks like someone's like furnace is out, I'll actually like hit interest in it. And again, most people don't, they never call you back. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
And again, they're putting out there, I have to call them. So leads are going to be coming, like they're going to be calling me, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's direct clients. It's not. We don't. It doesn't come here, and then we determine if it's good fit for you or not. They're contacting you directly because they've looked at Google and they've said, you know what, this is the guy I want to work with. He's in the guaranteed section.
Right. So they're actually contacting me because again, that's the problem with the Angie thing. Is, you know, I'd say out of 20 that I tried calling and emailing and messaging, it was 2 actually replied out of 1, you know. So it was just like, and then one of them was actually a tenant at an apartment. I don't deal with tenants, you know, just, you know, it's got to be a landlord, you know. So, again, I got to take something. but whatever. Again, I just didn't like them. And you guys have been good. And then I get, I don't know if you know how many like cold calls all guys like us get every single day.
I know.
You know.
I know how many you guys get. Yeah, I definitely. But we're gonna
you know,
we're gonna hook you guys up.
Right, and it's usually somebody from, it sounds like they're talking to me from India, and their name is Steve, you know.
Sure it is, huh?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Well, I will talk with
you
on Monday, and I have you set for like, let's see, 9 a.m., does that work, or do you need a different time?
No, that should work. That should work. Because even though, as long as I don't have to be on my computer, I'm talking here, because I might.
Nope, you sure don't. I have everything. I already have everything on my end. We're good to go if you choose to do it.
Okay.
We're going to hook you up. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay.
Okay.